In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hey, Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker. Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest one in Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Joining us now is our good friend, live from the toilet, Eric Gunderson, Blazer Banter on Twitter, at Blazer Banter.
Right in the butt.
Is where you can find him. Check out his Substack, blazerbanter.substack.com. Gundy, good morning to you. It's always nice to talk to a like-minded Blazer fan like yourself, and we follow each other on social media, and I see some of the gripes and complaints, and I think, you know what, this is a guy I like the cut of his jib. Your reaction to the news coming out early Sunday morning, Chauncey's extended. Hey, by the way, press conference right around the corner, and he's got a new 3-year deal to be the head coach still.
It was less surprising on Sunday morning than it would have been even 2 months ago. But you know, it still feels like, you know, it feels like they went into the season thinking that this is the last year that he was coach, and then they had the run that they had. And I think the other factor here is that the Phoenix and Denver thing, I think, ended up really solidifying him staying. I think garnering interest from other teams, I think, you know, may have, you know, I think it definitely helped his leverage and ability to get a deal. And I mean, if you're Chauncey, you're looking at the situations in Phoenix and Denver, even if you get offered those jobs, it's looking a little bit like Dame and Portland in 2021, where it's like, here are these two teams that exceeded that or fell short of expectations, have these all NBA players that people are speculating could be on the move, and then you're stuck in the situation that you have just been in for the last 3 years again. Hmm.
The Chauncey thing is interesting because they kept citing yesterday that 10 out of 11. And I look, they're citing also 41, the top five defensive stuff. We went through it, and like most of these wins, if you're just being honest about it, I had this stat, Gundy, that I looked up. This via Clean and Glass. 12 of the 23 were against teams with the same amount of wins or worse. Four of the six wins they had against play-in teams were from the East. And 10 of their 23 wins were against the bottom six offenses in the league. And 12 of their 23 wins were against the bottom nine defenses in the league. So they beat a lot of crap. And my takeaway is it sounded like winning 10 of 11 is what decided all of this. And that, to me, is a little bit of a wild way to decide it.
Look, I agree. And I pointed out in my Substack, I think there was that I wrote yesterday, I think there was some definitely good things that Chauncey Billups did this year. And I think, like, you know, the way that Denny Avdia emerged, the way he kind of took playing time away from Shaedon Sharpe and made him lock in on defense, the Scoot renaissance. But like, it all does feel that they're like, it's the Chris Paul meme where he hits a huge three to cut the lead to 42. it does feel like that is ultimately what they celebrated yesterday, is cutting the lead to 42. And it's they have a little bit of swagger now. And so, I mean, it does feel that, you know, they kind of are overreacting to, you know, a stretch of play, but those are the games that they played, and he did win them, but I definitely does feel like they're celebrating a little too much mediocrity, maybe, than maybe they should be. But like I said, though, there were some positives that he did that you do have to give him credit for.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's positives I would even look for Joe. I mean, the Denny trade, I think by the day, looks better and better for people. Still a lot to give up, but still looks better and better. I would just add, Dirt, before you ask Gundy a question.
Yeah.
The Scoot thing is fascinating. He didn't play the last handful of games because of the concussion, / they're also tanking. But he played less minutes this year and played four more games. So, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Less minutes, four more games. Can anybody in the room explain that to me?
Yeah. And I think Joe's going to have to address that in the summer with personnel moves to make sure that he's not coming off the bench anymore.
I don't think he will. They're all in on defense, dude. You need somebody to score. Why would you not extend Ant?
You're going to have back-to-back top 10 picks. One of them is going to come off the bench in year three or year four of their career next year if Anthony Simons is still on the roster. I just make it make sense.
Who's going to score for them next year if they're not making a big swinging trade and they don't get the pick?
I mean,
they need Ant's
offense.
They
have stars on their team already, you idiot. They're all developing into stars, damn it. Could you shut my co-host up, Gundy? Let me ask you another question. At Blazer Banter on Twitter, go check out his Substack. I think my biggest overall question, and Blazer fans are very sensitive. Like, if I give an honest take about how I feel about the organization, it, you know, turns into like personal shots and how dare you? You've insulted my family. Hmm. My biggest question and issue is, I don't know if they seriously care about winning at the highest level because I don't know what the long-term commitment is from ownership and how much of this is just simply, hey, we got a good thing going. Blazer fans are kind of reinvigorated for the first time in, what, 4 years? Like, it's been a minute since Blazer fans have been excited about the general future. They're buying tickets again. Merchandise sales are on the rise. Let's just keep this thing riding out for the next couple of years, and there's not really an incentive to try and win at the highest level. Do you agree with that assessment, or do you think there really is that push from Jody and Burke Kolb?
I'm in 100% agreement with you. Dirt. I think it's hard to look at what just happened and like the reaction to a 35 win season as like they want to win at the highest level. Now, a lot of coaches in Chauncey's position that get asked to tank don't get the opportunity on the other side of the tank to try and win. I think Brett Brown got like 1 year one or 2 years that the Sixers were actually good and had expectations to be good. But, you know, it doesn't happen that often. But, it does feel like they kind of love the status quo, don't they? You know, like the ownership group. It does feel like usually if push comes to shove, running it back is usually what they end up doing.
Well, the passion.
How many years was it that way with Dame at the end of his career? Well, like, let's just keep everybody together.
It kind of, unfortunately, because Cold's been here since Paul owned the team, so he's been here since the late 80s, 90s. Like, it kind of feels like, in a way, I don't know, it feels like, in a way, the passion of this fan base, which is one of the best in the league, mixed with the lack of pressure the market creates for the franchise to do anything, like, really relevant. They know that internally. And I want to ask you this. One of my big takeaways, aside from them just kind of not caring about the draft in general, and then also saying, like, we can now choose what kind of players we want for this, not we need to go find that big swing. I thought that was really interesting to say that. My other takeaway was from Jason Quick's question. I think they kind of like just admitted that Cold's more the owner than Jody. They try to play Jody as the owner, but Burt Cold's doing moderated like news phone call conferences every week, and he's running that. Like, that seems like something that a real owner would be doing. Not, he calls himself the moderator, but I don't know. My takeaway was them kind of like exposing that Cold is without a doubt probably more the owner than Jody is. Did you have any takeaways that maybe hasn't got enough highlight from yesterday's presser?
Yeah, I mean, I think Burt's history with Paul Allen and him being a part of this franchise for forever, and I think really Jody is the figure owner, and I think there's parts of it that she likes. Like, I think she likes some of the action. I think she likes some of this, but I think Burt is the one that is day to day. He's the one that is thinking about these things. I think when Joe Cronin or Chauncey or Dwayne Hankins or someone has something, they've got to run it by Burt. And I think it's pretty clear that Burt is the one that is in charge. I think I said this before we found out that the extension happened, but I said, you know, one way or another, a lot more Blazer fans are going to know who Burt Cold is after this is all done, because I just think that this is, you know, his fingerprints are all over this. And so, I think it would be a very, very, you know, astute observation to say that, like, yes, Jody Allen is the owner in name, but I think the person who does the day-to-day stuff that an owner would do is Burkholz.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a good way to end right there. Live from the toilet, Eric Gunderson. Go check out his Substack, man. This guy, it's fun to read.
Excuse you, Gundy.
I mean, just a little excuse me would be nice. BlazerBanter.substack.com has a piece up from yesterday on Chauncey Billups. He's back, baby. Keep everybody together. We're heading in the right direction at Blazer Banter on Twitter. Gundy, thanks for waking up with us this morning. We always enjoy and appreciate the time. Let's do it again soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a good day.